side of the 71st Annual State Wrestling Championship. We're in the quarterfinal round here. At Conseco, final eight wrestlers in each weight class out of the 14 weight classes left. I'm responsible. This is Henry Wolf, by the way, for BroadcastSport.net. I'm responsible for all the matches on Match 4, and we've got some awesome matches lined up for you. Starting off at 103 pounds, we got freshman Brian Harvey, a 41 and 9 contender. He came off a 7-5 victory last night over Jacob Buzma, a Bloomington South sophomore. He will be wrestling, Harvey will be wrestling Zach Stevens, a junior from Maryville, at 38-5. Stevens came out with a 13-5 victory over Elkhart Central's Abraham Kay in the preliminary round last night. So it looks like between the two young men, Harvey ranked number 9 in the state prior to the sectional, and Zach Stevens was ranked, and he's a state qualifier from last year. He's ranked 6th in the state prior to the sectional. We're about ready to get underway as the announcer is going through man number one right now.
Junior Brian Jones from
We had some outstanding matchups last night. There were about 3 major upsets where number 4s coming out of different semi-states beat number 1s. We were looking through the brackets last night. One state champ guy beat last night, the 103-pounder Rayleigh from Indian Creek, I believe it was. State champ at 103 last year, got beat at 119-3-2. By Kiefer from Marin Colley. Major upset. DeMarcus Spencer at 130 came through with a big win at 130 over Brannigan. We're about ready to go as Stevens checks in on that 4. And then Harvey checks in. Number 5. I'll give you the officials here in a minute. Mark Miller is the official on the side. And Robert Helm from Elwood is your mat official on that 1, or on that 4. Harvey shoots from outside, caught by Stevens in a front headlock. Stevens tucks the head, cornering him. And Harvey keeps squaring off on him. The referee blows him out of bounds, and we'll get a fresh start. Zach Stevens with a good front headlock offense. Harvey changing levels pretty well. Stevens again, front headlocks. Trying to corner it again, but he's more in the center of the mat. Stevens has got Harvey's head completely planted on the mat as he's trying to butt drag his way around. Harvey catches the leg. Now comes into a short carry action. It looks like a high crotch down on the mat. Now Stevens improves his position. Harvey knocks him to his hip, but Stevens recovers. There's no control in this scrambling situation. Referee Robert Helm whistles him out of bounds. We'll have a fresh start. And we got blood time. Blood time on Harvey from Cathedral. He goes over to his trainer, and they'll get him patched up. No score. First period with about 30 seconds left in the first period. We're in injury time right now. Brian Harvey has had a very successful year this year, 40 and 9 for Cathedral, a freshman. He had a 7-5 victory over Boomsma from Bloomington South in the first round, a sophomore, where Stevens beat Elkhart Central's Abraham Kay, who's also a sophomore. Stevens is one of the few juniors, about two juniors, no seniors at 103. Harvey spent about 45 minutes of blood time, and they got the blood controlled, and they're going to resume action here shortly. Okay, we're about ready to get after it on that four. 45 seconds remain in the first period. No score. Stevens from Maryville. Harvey from Indianapolis Cathedral. Front headlock knee pick by Stevens. Converts it into a front headlock. Now he's got his 2-point takedown as he knocks Harvey to a hip. Right on the outset, he got him in a front headlock and wasted no time knee tapping him to his butt and getting his score. 22 seconds left in the match. They're near the out of bounds where Stevens has got a lace ride on. He's trying to pull him in bounds to burn time. Harvey hits a little switch. Stevens steps over as they go out of bounds. We'll get a fresh start with 8 seconds left in the first period, and we've got blood time again. So another delay here in the first period. I looked through the other match, and it looks like they're in the second and third periods on some of the other matches. In the 103 weight class, Brendan Campbell, a freshman from Newcastle, was taken out in the semi-state phase, I believe, of the tournament. He was the number one ranked wrestler at 103 prior to the sectionals. So really, this weight class is pretty wide open. Other than the fact that the number one ranked wrestler's taken out. Okay, we stopped the blood time. They got it under control, and they're patching Brian Harvey up, the freshman from the Cathedral. I'm sorry, they're still running blood time. Now they just cut it off. We've got about 1 minute and 15 seconds of blood time left. There's 8 seconds left in the first period here on that 4. We've had a stoppage of wrestling. Okay, 8 seconds. Zach Stevens, a junior from Maryville, on top of Brian Harvey, 2-0. Cross face. Harvey stands up, squares off, gets his point of escape in 8 seconds. 2-1 match. Time runs out. First period. We're going to second period. Blood time again. And Sean McGinley, the Cathedral coach, is really hustling over because he knows what's at stake here in the quarterfinal round. His wrestler spends the entire 5 minutes and goes into the discretion of the official, trying to keep the matches moving in an orderly fashion.
Good.
They're playing blood up all over the place. Harvey's really opened up, and we're still on blood time. As we're approaching the halfway mark of the 5 minute blood time. So what you have to have is control. And here's the flip for the second period. We got it underway. And they still haven't. It's not the blood time. And now Harvey comes out. Sean McKinley found the 2-1 match right now. Harvey be on top. Stevens took the down position. Helm sets them. Stand up by Zach Stevens. 1 point escape for Stevens. Opens up a 3-1 lead. Near the out of bounds. Stevens man in the center, keeping Harvey out of bounds. Stevens shoots out, and we'll get a fresh start. Zach Stevens, Jr. from Maryville, resets, hustles back. High punch attempt by Harvey. Cross ace delivered by Stevens in an ankle. Trying to hook it. Trying to get his go behind. Hooks the ankle. And we're going to have another stoppage of blood time. Unfortunately, this is not a very good start on that for the Cathedral wrestler, Brandon Harvey. Unfortunately, we're running a blood time at 2:20, and it's running down, rapidly approaching the 2 minute mark. Who has the advantage in this situation? Well, both wrestlers getting a rest, obviously. What's the problem here on two? Okay, we reset here. 3-1 match, Zach Stevens, we're on our feet, neutral position, second period. 1:20 left. Stevens goes to a power tie, kicks the knee. Stevens claims the leg. Doesn't have the takedown yet. Nope, referee Robert Helm brought it up, and then now he's got it. Took it back down. Stevens driving a half. He's out of bounds. Harvey's completely inbounds. And referee Robert Helm stops it. A 2-point imminent danger near fall. Now that basically means that he was going in for, with a half Nelson, trying to turn him. The injury occurred. Now they're wrapping the nose of Brian Harvey to try to stop and control the bleeding. We're at 1:43 and counting down on a 5 minute blood rule. By the way, Stevens did collect a near fall on the imminent danger. He didn't take him to criteria, but he was in a position driving to his back. Alex Dolly on the rally. Technical fall, coach. Alex Gregory from Penn High School, 15-0. 11. Okay, we're going to resume action here on that four. Stevens on top. 50 seconds left in the second period. Ty Wish, Brian Harvey down. Harvey's got a complete wrap across his face, trying to control the blood where he'll be breathing through his mouth, obviously, because they got it packed pretty tight. Harvey's still battling, hits the stand up, tries to turn, but Stevens' rear cross lifts near the out of bounds and dumps him down. 7-1 lead by Zach Stevens as we go out of bounds. 19 seconds in the second period. Switch attempt by Brian Harvey. He hits the stand up off it. Zach Stevens lifts and dumps him. Now a little switching action by Brian Harvey. Gets a 2-point reversal on a little crayfish. Short sit action. Ducks under him. Comes out behind him. 7-3. Zach Stevens, 4-point lead over Brian Harvey from Cathedral. And Harvey takes the down position in the third period. Helm starts him. Semi-stand-up by Harvey, lifts a half and turns and gets his escape. It's 7-4, a 3-point win, lead by Zach Stevens. Shoots a short carry near the out-of-bounds. Harvey gets up to his feet and near the out-of-bounds. Harvey completely out, Stevens dragging his toes, and the referee's going to stop this, and we're going to start back up on the feet. Looks like they got the blood finally controlled with that tape job over Harvey's nose, wrapped completely around his head. Power duck sent by Brian Harvey. Stevens front head locks him and tucks his head and runs the corner on him. Stops the hip. Front headlock again by Stevens. Turns it into a cross face as Brian Harvey goes into the leg. Okay, here we go. Here's the situation. 7-4. Zach Stevens ahead. And we're running down the injury time at 1:30. This is about the sixth stoppage of this match. We're still at 103, and some of the other weight classes are at 12 and 19. So we're running almost a full match behind here on that four, but be patient with us, folks. While they're cleaning up, on mat two, Justin Brooks from Warsaw is trailing his opponent. Brandon Eppert, 2-0.
Hang on the eight. sort of locked up there. I don't know about it. It's just here to live at it.
I'm going to
hang on
to play
those
kind of fire. Brandon Nelson of the Lord of Fire. We're on line number 3.
Here's a 9-5. Can you move out to the semi?
We're at 54 seconds with the blood time. Brian Harvey is a retook his nose. Try to control the bleeding. That's all he can do, and I'm sure that Maryville coach David Maldonado is checking the ruling on it with Mark Miller and Bobby Helm, the two officials. So 7-4. And we're going to restart on it with 54 seconds left in the match. Olympic headlock by Brian Harvey. Jams an underhook. Now he hip tosses. And now Stevens, rolling around on the mat, is going to slip this headlock. And he got his 2 points for a 9-4 lead. So Zach Stevens of Maryville has opened up a 5-point bulge on Brian Harvey of Cathedral at 103 pounds as they go out of bounds with 25 seconds left in the match. And the match has been marred with numerous blood time stoppages. Brian Harvey is doing all he can to survive here. Trying to come out with an Olympic headlock. Try to get back in this match, and Zach Stevens a little too sharp for that as he slipped the headlock. Now Harvey, they restart with 25 left. Harvey stands up. Stevens fouls him, dumps him to his rear end, and they go out of bounds. 16 seconds in the bout. Brian Harvey with a 5-point lead, or a 5-point deficit to make up here over Zach Stevens of Maryville. Stevens with a deep waist and a loose chicken wing, and the referee stops it for potentially dangerous. I've never seen a match that's been stopped as many times as this match for out of bounds, potentially dangerous holds, and blood time. We started this match about 9:35. Right now it's 9:50, so we've spent about 15 minutes into this match, maybe more. If we start right at 9:30, we're talking 20-minute match. And there it is, a 9-5 victory for Zach Stevens. Stevens improves to 39-5 with a 9-5 victory over Brian Harvey. All right, up on mat 4. Anthony Hawkins from Crown Point. Sophomore 39-0 is taking on freshman Connor Mullins, a 50-3 record, and a freshman from Newcastle. Mullins stepped out in a green and white, kind of a polka dot singlet, and Crown Point's Hawkins in a red singlet with the big CP on the back. They're on their feet as referee Mark Miller is your official. That official. He's being assisted by Steve Anslinger of Evansville. We go out of bounds. Hawkins and Mullins. Mark Miller, the official from Rochester. Mullins changing levels on Hawkins. It's a single leg. Front headlocked out by Hawkins. Hawkins trying to shorten his elbows and get a run behind. As he corners him, reaching for an ankle. It's Hawkins from Crown Point, the number one ranked wrestler in the state. This is Connor Mullins, the number three ranked wrestler prior to the sectional in the state. Mullins, 50-3. Hawkins, 39-0. They go out of bounds. We get a fresh start. No takedown. Hawkins with an underhook near the out of bounds. Referee stops the match. As the shoe of Connor Mullins comes off. So we have an unusual occurrence, a wrestling shoe coming off for Connor Mullins. We'll get a fresh start as he tends to it. And he's all set and ready to go. We're going to start again here. 37 seconds left in the first period. Mullins, a freshman from Newcastle. Hawkins, a sophomore from Crown Point. Hawkins with a deep shot from out. Elevates it. Comes out the back door. He's trying to come out the back door. Now a nice job of squaring the hips by Connor Mullins. Now they both shoot at the same time and come into an over-under position. Now Hawkins with a loose underhook as we go out of bounds, trying to jerk him down into a front headlock, it looked like. But referee Mark Miller whistles him out of bounds. We start back up. Hawkins moving forward, trying to hit a high crotch duck under to his left side. Fronts out Mullins as time runs out, first period. Here's the flip. Second period of choice goes to Mullins in a 0-0 match. He takes down. 0-0. Anthony Hawkins on top of Connor Mullins. There's the start. Not much movement by Mullins. Now he hits a little stand up and gets his cutaway. 1 point escape for Connor Mullins. Shoots from out. Anthony Hawkins front headlocks him, underhooks him. Bangs him down to the mat. Trying to shorten his arm, but Mullins is doing a real nice job of tying the elbow up. And they disengage. Mullins bluffing from outside, body faking, changing levels. Hawkins again with a front headlock. Mullins again ties the elbows up. A roll under by Hawkins, puts him to his back. Now he's getting a count. Takedown by Anthony Hawkins, and he's getting a count. He doesn't have his three count yet, 3 points yet. And he gets a two, I believe. So Anthony Hawkins is just on a roll under front headlock, kind of what we used to call a ventriloquist, where he throws it the opposite way, rolls under, a gator roll type of action, and gets a 2 point near fall and a 2 point takedown for a 4-1 lead over freshman Connor Mullins from Newcastle on mat 4. Quarterfinal match at 112. Between the number one and three ranked wrestlers in the state at 112. Hawkins riding tough. Thank you. We go out of bounds. We get a fresh start here. We'll get a fresh start here as Hawkins on top. Referee Mark Miller issues a caution to Mullins for an improper starting position. And he trails 4-1 here. 5 seconds left in the second period. time runs off, 4-1. Anthony Hawkins takes the down position in the third period. He leads 4-1 over Connor Mullins. Gets himself set. Referee starts him. Hawkins on a stand up. Mullins with a spiral. Dumps Hawkins down to a short set position. As we go out of bounds, we'll have a fresh start. Referee Mark Miller sets him again. Anthony Hawkins on a short stand-up, semi-stand-up. And Mullins underhooks him. He's in a short sit position now. Tries to put the head and gets his escape. Tom Point's notorious for the short sit, taking the head and just kind of a zoning action. Underarm spin there. Now we're in the neutral position. 5-1, Anthony Hawkins has a 4-point lead over freshman Connor Mullins from Newcastle, the third-ranked wrestler in the state versus the one-ranked wrestler.
Okay. This is an early 2-0 lead. We've got a leg here.
I'm surprised Connor Mullins has not picked up the pace here. Hawkins kind of content with 50 seconds. Makes a shot from out. Reshoots. Puts it on a high crotch. Cuts to a double. And Mullins' neck wrenches him to his tail. And out of bounds we go. No points scored. Nice job of countering by Connor Mullins. As he changed direction on the high crotch attempt by Anthony Hawkins. 40 seconds remaining in the bout. Hawkins, kind of content. Although he did make an attack here with about 50 seconds left. Hits a low double. Now we got a figure four on the head. Immediately went to the figure four. I'm surprised the young freshman didn't know the rule. A technical violation. A figure four to the head. Looks over his coach and goes, oh. All right. You can figure four the head in an offensive position, but you cannot figure four the head on a pinning defensive maneuver for a takedown. It's a technical violation. Now Hawkins has a 6-1 lead. About 15 seconds remain in the match. Hawkins kind of blocking out now. Snaps. Reaches for a leg and drives Mullins out of bounds with 3 seconds remaining. So it looks like Anthony Hawkins will. Anthony Hawkins will put advance to the semifinal round with a 6-1 victory. He runs his record to 40-0. Anthony Hawkins. Now we have on mat number 4. State champion, Brandon Wright, 46-2. And Knox Jr. Bailey. Danny Bailey of Knox, he's a junior. He's a 39-1. So 3 losses between the two. Rather with a shot on right. Right passes the elbow. Extremely quick. Nice double hit from outside. Brandon Wright on a freight train double. Takes Danny Bradley down with 15 seconds expired in the first period. So Bradley will down. Brandon Wright shows the referee, Steve Anslinger from Evansville, the optional start. Gets him out. Bradley on a shot from outside. Quick as a cat, Brandon Wright down blocks him, gets his goal behind for a 4-1 lead, then cuts him loose for 4-2. Now it's 4-2. Brandon Wright, cat quick in the early going, has a sense that he knows when Bradley is going to hit that shot. Another nice down block by Shook. Tried to run behind him. Bradley retains the elbow. Now Wright's got a front headlock. Runs behind, stops an ankle. So Bradley continues to square. Now he goes into a leg attack. 4-2 match. Nice chuck by Brandon Wright for a takedown. He clears the elbow so cleanly on his shucks. He's got a 6-3 lead, runs behind again for an 8-3 lead. Looks like he's going to cut him back out of here with 50 seconds remaining in the first period and a 5-point lead. Brandon Wright riding with a tight waist arm chop here. Just kind of hanging out as Bradley stands up and gets his 1-point escape. Kind of gives Wright a leg. 25 seconds in the first period. Swing single by Wright. Tries to run behind. Now he knee kicks him off an over-under. Still neutral. Tries to knee tap the other side. Brandon Wright with the front headlight as Bradley sits through, spins through. Wright running behind gets a takedown with 7 seconds left in the first period. And a 10-4 lead. He's going to ride him out. And that's the first period, 10-4. 10-4. And Tim Wright, Brandon's coach, trying to tell him to slow things down. Bradley wins the flip, decides to take the down position. He trails by 6, first period. Bradley gets hit. Wright goes on optional start, kicks him out for a 10-5 lead. Wright content with wrestling on his feet. Very dominant wrestler, very good at down blocking. You shoot on him, and his feet are flying out of there. His hips are banging the mat, and he fronts you out as quick as a cat. He seems to have an uncanny ability to know when you're going to shoot, and he times it perfectly. He's got a front headlock on Bradley now with 10-5 lead. Bradley tries to sit through and spin through. As he does that, he squares into him, and Bradley shoots a double and knocks him out of bounds and scores his 2-point. 12-5, and we're near the edge of the mat. Anslinger, the official, still has not whistled him out of bounds yet. I think Tim Wright, Brandon's father, basically told him to slow things down and ride him a little bit or tire him out. And it looks like that's what Brandon's doing here. 57 seconds left in the first period, the second period. If we go out of bounds, and we'll get a fresh start. Wright looks over at his dad, and he says, okay, we're going to go optional start again. He's going to kick him out. 12-5. Wright kicks him out. 12-6. We'll go on our feet again. Wright, front headlock on Bradley. Bradley on a short carry attempt. Wright trying to shorten his elbow now. Another underarm spin by Bradley. Trying to pull the wrist across his waist to get his 2-point takedown. But Bradley, too slick for that as he gets his leg back. Now he's got a backside half on Bradley, but he hasn't scored any points. Now he's got a 2-point takedown, although Bradley has stepped over Wright's leg. He's under both armpits, and he has demonstrated his control for his 14th point. 14-6, Brandon Wright over Danny Bradley from Knox. Now he clears that inside leg and steps over. If time runs out, and Brandon Wright, 14-6, an 8-point lead. Wright takes neutral in the third period. So Brandon Wright is really demonstrating some superiority on takedown wrestling here. Bradley reaches for Wright's head. Wright ducks out of it. Wright snaps Bradley down, shortens the arm, shucks him. But he shucks him about 3. Now he goes into a high single, lifts the single, and drags his toes and takes him down out of bounds. What an effort by Brandon Wright. Nice little lift off really an outside shot on a high cross. Lifts him and dumps him to his butt out of bounds and scores the takedown. 16-6, Brandon Wright from Cathedral. He's going to go optional start again. I think he's looking to kick. Yeah, he does. He kicks Bradley out. 16-7 now. The pace has really kind of slowed down on Bradley's part. He's reaching for tie-ups as Brandon Wright stays down, hits him out, brushes the head. Now he butt drags behind. Bradley kind of shot a single leg to Wright's right leg. Now he's applying a front quarter Nelson. No control being demonstrated yet, but Brandon Wright really cranking on Bradley's shoulder and head. Now he comes, runs behind on the front quarter situation, gets his takedown. 18-7, Brandon Wright. Now he goes into a kill action on Bradley. He's got the legs in, and Bradley's looking for a defensive fall. Brandon Wright is kind of panicked here and let go of everything. Now he comes back up on top. It looked like he was content with giving him a reversal because he didn't want to give up a defensive fall. Now Brandon Wright on top with 24 seconds left. The referee calls a stalling call. On Bradley, and he gives Wright another point. 18-8. He starts him over. Brandon Wright hits into a far ankle, far knee. His time is running out for Danny Bradley of Knox. So Brandon Wright, your 18-8 winner on that floor. So Brandon Wright, 47-2, advances to the semifinals. So up on mat number four in the 125-pound weight class in the black singlet, we have Anthony Lovejoy from Fort Wayne Lures, 40-1. He's wrestling Berryman from Highland High School, Anderson Highland, 36-3. Lovejoy and Berryman. Lovejoy from Lures, Berryman from Highland. Both wrestlers near the out of bounds, vying for position. Berryman turned to head brush. Right, left. Trying to get some rhythm going here. Trying to get Lovejoy to reach, it looks like. Post the shoulder. Now Lovejoy goes to a wrist tie, releases it. Comes over the top. As Berryman has an inside tie with his left hand. Berryman tries to pass the elbow. Both wrestlers trying to feel each other out, it looks like. Lovejoy with a shot from out. Berryman squares up and falls. Lovejoy in on a double leg, dumps Berryman down for a 2-point takedown on mat four. Thank you. Berryman sees himself in the down position, trailing by two. Hits a stand-up on Lovejoy. Lovejoy trying to lift from behind. Berryman tries to pull a leg in between the legs. Isolates the hand, trying to get a cut away. Berryman squares the hips as Lovejoy drops into a single leg. And that's the period, 2-0. Anthony Lovejoy of Fort Wayne Lures takes a 2-point lead. Berryman defers. Lovejoy decides to go neutral position in the second period. So we have a 2-0 match. Anthony Lovejoy from Lures. Berryman bluffing a single leg attempt, leg attack attempt. Kind of tapping and going, posting the shoulders occasionally. Berryman, Lovejoy kind of front headlocking out now as Berryman tries to chop him out. We're in a front position right now with Berryman attacking an elbow. He's underneath Lovejoy, trying to improve his position. So it's 2-0. We're on our feet here. Both wrestlers kind of. There's a shot by Berryman on a single leg to the right, left leg of Lovejoy. But Lovejoy does a good job of squaring the hips. Now Berryman trying to elevate it. And we've got a little bit of a stalemate action as Lovejoy's reaching through and attacking the ankles. So the wrestler blows the stalemate there, and we'll have a fresh start. Stalled out single leg attempt, or shot attempt by Berryman. Inside side by Lovejoy. Thank you. Lovejoy, that shot from out. They nearly the out of bounds. 5 seconds and counting in the second period. As the second period comes to a conclusion, we still have a 2-0 match. Anthony Lovejoy, a four-way in Lures. Berryman takes the down position, starts the third period. Mason Berryman takes down. He trails by two. It's a short set. He's jammed down by Berryman. Now he hits a tripod stand-up. Trying to cut through, gets the hands isolated and makes his cut and his 1 point escape. Lovejoy in on a shot. 2-1. Lovejoy in on that single leg and Mason Berryman doing a nice job of attacking the ankles and squaring the hips. We're going nowhere right now as Lovejoy's in on a single leg to his right side. Now Mason Berryman tried to change directions, but we go out of bounds and we'll get a fresh start on our feet with 1:19 left in the match. Both wrestlers engaged in inside position, posting the shoulders. Berryman snaps him a little bit, trying to get him to step. Yes.
Can you explain
it
on the video?
Yeah. Okay. So Mason Berryman and the reason why we're not showing video right now is because the IHSA has a contract with another agency as far as the rights to it, rights to the filming of it. We just film last night, and we can only do the audio of it. And it's just a contractual agreement with the IHSA and that company. And so, therefore, we're just doing the internet broadcast. Now we got Derman in on a go behind, and he gets a takedown, and a 3-2 lead with 5 seconds left. Little short snap. He's got the legs in on Lovejoy. And Nathan Derman pulls out a victory. 3-2. Mason Berrien found himself trailing most of the match. Put a short snap run behind on Lovejoy. Got the legs in, and that was the match with about 5 seconds left. So Mason Berrien advances for Anderson Highland to 37-3. What a match. Trailed the whole match and came through at the end there. Now we have Frankie Porras from at 130 pounds on that four. Porras versus Andrew Seitz, 18-1 of Castle High School. Got two different singlets on today. That kind of threw me off. We got blood on mat three, mat four, Andrew Seitz Castle. On blood time, no score down on that mat. 0-0. Gives me a chance to get caught up on these brackets. Alex Johns from Evansville Wrights advances to 51-1. He'll be wrestling the right, and this time he's at 119 on mat 3. Again, let me reemphasize that the rights to the filming of these matches are by another company, and the IHSA is engaged in a contract with that company. So, as a result, we are just doing the audio here on broadcastsport.net. For the quarters, for the semis, and for the finals. We will be doing the audio for the finals. You'll be getting two feeds for that. So you can choose either Coach Smith and Randy Michelin or Coach Holt and myself for your listening enjoyment. So we got a delay because of some blood time here on mat number four at 130 pounds. Andrew Seitz from Castle High School and defending state runner-up Frankie Porras from Hobart going at it on mat four. We'll resume action here shortly. If it looks like a head tie and they're running a tape job all the way around the head. So we resume action here, 130. Frankie Porras in on a double leg, knocks him down. Sykes, he has a 2-0 lead. So Frankie Porras, after the injury timeout, blood timeout, comes right out, storming. Porras running across the trail on Seitz. Seitz has a minimal number of matches. I don't know if he's been injured most of the year or had weight issues or what. I would assume he's probably injured with only 19 matches coming into this quarterfinal round here.
Frankie
Porras riding tough. We have a false start, inadvertent whistle. Mark Miller, the official on that fourth.
Visual Sports Network.
Steve Anslinger is his man judge. Restarts him. Sight stands up. Horace runs through with that cat and drive across double. He'll go to a single and then run through it and take the man right to his back. And he's done that to Sights, but he's not going to get a count. So he comes out of the first period with a 2-0 lead. The flip goes to Forrest, defers. Sights will probably take the down position for Castle. Sights sporting a nice tape job underneath his headgear as he has a head warmer, it looks like. Short fist against Forrest as Mark Miller starts him. Forrest with a deep waist. Doing a nice job of riding. Trying to chop the arm. Now he's got a cross wrist. Frankie Forrest with a cross wrist. Trying to dig that wrist through. Forrest still riding that cross wrist on that four.
He's looking for a pitch. He's in an underhook.
Frankie Forrest with the wrist tie still. Has ridden him for about a minute and 8 seconds here, and we're still going at it. And he's got Sights completely on his belly with a cross face, trying to run a bundle, looking for Sights to build up on the outside to run a cradle. But Sights stretching out pretty good. So we're still in Frankie Forrest's match here. He's doing a nice job of breaking him down. 13 seconds in the second period and a 2-0 Frankie Forrest lead. The matches are getting tighter and tighter as we progress through this quarterfinal round. If nobody's given an inch here. Referee Mark Miller restarts him. Grandy roll by Sights, and Forrest follows him with about 5 seconds left. So the period comes to a conclusion, and Frankie Forrest from Holbrook takes the down position. Sights will be on top trailing. We got a caution on Frankie Forrest, improper starting position. Those hands have got to be in front of the front line. Now Sights comes down on it real hard, and Mark Miller from Rochester issues a caution to Andrew Sights, a Castle, for getting down in an improper starting position. The intent of the rule is not to crash down on your opponent when he's set. And I think Sights, when they could call that also unnecessary roughness, but Miller just gives him a caution. Sights riding Forrest has him broken down and got a flanker in on the left side. And referee Mark Miller calls it a stalemate. We'll get a fresh start with about 1:37 left. in the match, and Frankie Porce with a 2-0 lead. Spike riding with a spiral half. Porce hits a short kick, gets to his feet, trying to get hand control. Sykes goes real cross with him. Now he adjusts to a body lock. Porce isolates the hand and gets his cutaway for a 3-0 lead. Now Sykes hits a low shot. Porce punts him out, runs behind, gets the score 5-0. So Frankie Porce has scored three quick points here to increase his lead to 5-0. Meanwhile, on mat two, I see Ryan Stahl open up a 7-0 lead at 140, and Steve Sanifer opening up a 6-2 lead at 140. So those guys are on a collision course to possibly meet each other in the finals, because they're in opposite brackets. Porce still wrestling here, gives the escape to Sykes. Sykes makes a shot, desperation shot near the out of bounds. Porce down blocks him, tries to run behind. And there's no score with about 30 seconds left. Porce on a shuck. It doesn't clear it. Well, I tell you, Brandon Wright is probably one of the best shucks. He really clears everything clean when he hits that shuck. We go out of bounds. And we got a 17. We have 17 seconds left. And counting. Sykes in on a single leg. Porce whizzling, floating. So Frankie Porce comes out with a 5-1 victory over Andrew Sykes of Castle. So Porce runs his record to 38-1. As he progresses to the semifinals. At 135, we have coming up Mitch Ritchie, 41-0. Now, Brown County, a state qualifier last year at 112. He'll be facing Matt Gerber from Bluffton, 38-3. He's a senior. Ritchie currently ranked 5th, and Gerber ranked 11th. Brown County is coming here with a couple of real fine wrestlers. Gerber with a single leg on Ritchie. Gerber dumps him down. Ritchie keeping great balance. Gets out of it as well, neutral. Gerber and Ritchie are at 4. Ritchie, 41-0 for Brown County. Shot from outside by Gerber. Low shot. Dumps Ritchie to his hip. Ritchie trying to seal off the arm so he can't cut to a double. No points issued here. Is Ritchie and Gerber going at it? Now Ritchie's improving his position from being knocked down to his hip. May get a grip behind here. Gerber hanging in there for Bluffton with a back hook on a leg. Now Ritchie delivers a cross face, extends the leg, and gets a 2-point takedown. So a defensive takedown by Mitch Ritchie from Brown County with 20 seconds left in the first period. Short set by Gerber. Then Ritchie has a nice cross wrist, and he follows him around behind. As the period's going to come to a conclusion here with a 2-0 lead by Mitch Ritchie from Brown County over Matt Gerber of Bluffton. It'll be Richie's choice. Looks like he has a contact problem here. And I don't know if he's going to take the timeout, the injury timeout, to get it fixed. Yeah, Trainer's coming out with contact lens fluid, so he's going to get put it in, and he's getting charged for injury time on this. So this could be big later in the match. If he has another injury time. So they cut the injury time and reinsert the contact. And he pulls up his knee pad, and we're going to have a fresh start here in the second period. So Richie gets started. And Richie, not doing a whole lot underneath. Gilbert doing a nice job of rear cross, looking for through the needle. Richie hits on a switch action. And Gilbert counters with a high shoulder, drops to a leg. And here comes Richie. Now Gilbert steps over. Richie steps over him and gets a two-point reversal. So an exchange of step-overs finds Matt Richie with a 4-0 lead. He gets a reversal in the second period with about a minute 24 left. If you're looking for your wrestler and you don't know what mat he's on, you need to check the brackets where the favorite wrestler will be on, because those brackets should have the updated mat assignment on them. We are utilizing four mats at this point. Next round semifinals, we'll only be utilizing two matches, with Russell Banks occurring on the outside mats in all likelihood. So Matt Ritchie on mat four has opened up a 4-0 lead over Matt Gerber, or Mitch Ritchie, I should say, and wrestling Matt Gerber here, of Bluffton, 4-0. 40 seconds remain in the second period. For you Alcott Memorial fans on mat two, Zach Corp has a 4-2 lead. Injury time over Bennett from Seth Bennett. So we're going to restart here. Matt Gerber underneath. Mitch Ritchie from Brown County undefeated, 41-0. And Gerber hits a nice little switch, puts Ritchie to his back, gets a one count only. Now Ritchie doing a nice job of scrambling to his base. He's got a leg heisted up in there. It's a 4-2 by virtue of the reversal by Bluffton's Gerber. As we go out of bounds, I'm sorry, the end of the period, 4-2. Mitch Ritchie of Brown County with a 2-point lead over Matt Gerber of Bluffton. Ritchie on a single leg, changes off to a double, and dumps him down, but doesn't get credit for the control until he hooks the ankle now. And a takedown could be forthcoming here. Gerber's got a chest lock on him. That's why we're kind of hesitating to demonstrate the control. Was that a slam on mat three, Coach? We could get a stalemate here on mat four as Mitch Ritchie comes around and gets his 2-point takedown. So we got a 6-2 match. Mitch Ritchie from Brown County with about a minute 15 left. In control of Matt Gerber of Bluffton. We're about to begin. Huh. I would say 11 o'clock, huh? Now Mitch Ritchie has a cradle on Gerber, getting a count. He's got his 5 count for 3 points. Going to open up a 9-2 lead. As we have about 30 seconds remaining in that bout on mat 4 between Matt Ritchie of Brown County and Matt Gerber of Bluffton. He's trailing now, huh? Gerber gets to his feet, gets his 1 point escape as he cuts the hands. Tries a lateral drop, Ritchie, but slips off, and then Ritchie comes up on top for a 2 point takedown. 11-3 lead now by Mitch Ritchie as the match comes to a conclusion. 11-3, Ritchie opens up his record to 42-0 with an 11-3 decision over Matt Gerber of Bluffton. Now at 140, Trace Hall, South Bend, Iowa, for you local fans up in South Bend area. We'll be wrestling Chad Barrett from Eastern out of Greentown. So Barrett and Hall going at it. Hall comes in at 34-7, Barrett at 47-2. Trace Hall, extremely good counter wrestler. Hall gets knee snagged, rolls through, and gets a 2 point takedown. Gets the legs in on Barrett, gives him an escape. Barrett had a nice shot on Hall, but Hall kind of really scrambling in action here. Kind of kicked him over the top. The referee did not give the 2 point takedown, and then he comes up on top. Trace Hall. Barrett's a very good controlled wrestler. You can tell he's down in the front headlock position. He's got an elbow trying to short carry. Looks like he's trying to short carry Trace Hall. Now he hits a high crotch off an elbow lead. That's Hall trying to clear his elbow. Barrett gets back to his feet and disengages. So Trace Hall demonstrates good scrambling ability, as it looked apparent that Barrett was going to take him down, and somehow Hall kicks him over the top and ends up getting the legs in on him and getting a scrambling score here for a 2-1 lead as he kicks him out. We're on our feet with 24 seconds in the first period. Now Barrett front headlocks Hall. Got an elbow tie. Hall playing the edge. Barrett with his back to the edge. Hall with his back to the center. Barrett looks like he's trying to do some snapping action, trying maybe hit into a high crotch. Now underhooks Hall near the out-of-bounds zone. We drive out-of-bounds. We'll get a fresh start on our feet with 4 seconds left and a Trace Hall 2-1 lead over Chad Barrett of Eastern High School. Here comes the conclusion with Trace Hall losing the flip, but Barrett defers, Hall takes down. So there's a chance to increase his lead with an escape here. But Barrett's got a long, gangly wrestler. It looks like he may be a leg man. We'll see. Robert Hamill's the official, starts him. Hall backs into Barrett. He's in a tripod as Barrett hits into a spiral breakdown. Hall still into the spiral. Now he's working to his feet. As Barrett tries to spiral him down, Trace Hall finally squares off and gets his 1 point escape. So we got a 3-1 match. Trace Hall in control so far. Barrett hits him out on a front headlock and Trace Hall fronts him out. Trace Hall pretty good on his defense right now. As he down blocks everything, he's got a front headlock on Barrett. Got about a minute. Actually, got about a minute 8 left in the period. Now Barrett tries the tripod up and reshoot. Now sucker drags on Hall, but Hall gets to his feet and squares off. And we're neutral with less than a minute left in the second period. Trace Hall with a 3-1 lead. Nice throw by Barrett. Goes behind. Hall running for the out of bounds. And now Barrett's got him on his back. And a step over. He's getting the count. Chad Barrett's got Trace Hall in a hurting position here. And a fall. So a nice throw by Chad Barrett. And then Hall tries to step over. And I'm telling you, Chad Barrett's the real deal. Gets a fall with 35 seconds left in the second period. So Chad Barrett wins on a fall with 325. So Chad Barrett advances to 48-2 with a fall. All right. 145 pounds. We got two young men with green singlets down here. Jordan Delaney, Yorktown, 42-1. Gavin McGinley from the Irish Cathedral, 31-4. McGinley and Delaney. McGinley on a short carry attempt. Delaney, a long, tall wrestler, where McGinley's a little bit more of a blocky style wrestler. Putting in on a high crotch, we go out of bounds, and a fresh start. Thank you. So, Jordan Delaney, Gavin McGinley, all tied up at zeros. 120 in the first period remains. High crotch attempt by McGinley, dragged by Delaney, we go out of bounds. Zero-zero match. Start back on our feet. The referee is Mark Miller. Steve Anslinger is his assistant. On mat four. 2-on-1 by McGinley. Pounds ahead, releases it and pounds ahead. Trying to get a reaction out of Delaney. Single leg by Delaney. Driving him out of bounds. We'll get a fresh start. Both wrestlers attacking and counter-attacking at a pretty rapid pace here. Delaney pulls McGinley to a front headlock, then releases it. Delaney with good length, good leverage, good range. McGinley hits the single leg, dumps Delaney to his rear end, and we have a two-point takedown near the out-of-bounds. We'll get a... Miller whistles him out of bounds. We'll have a fresh start. From the down position is Jordan Delaney with a nice heel pick takedown by Gavin McGinley. McGinley goes into a crab ride. Now gets out of it, spirals him, tries to pull him into his lap and throw a leg in. Gavin McGinley doing a nice job of breaking Delaney down. Now Delaney hits a knee slide, gravity roll attempt from the low level. We go out of bounds on a fresh start with 2 seconds left in the first period. And I would imagine Gavin McGinley is going to try to ride him out. .145 weight class. Mat 4, quarterfinal bout. Gavin McGinley at Cathedral with a 2-0 lead over Jordan Delaney of Yorktown. We get a fresh start on a caution. Was issued to Delaney for a false start. Flip goes to McGinley. He defers. Delaney says, we're going to go neutral. So we'll go neutral here with a 2-0 Gavin McGinley lead. Delaney's choice after McGinley deferred. So Delaney's going to have to pick up the pace here. McGinley, McGinley on a high crotch attempt. Fighting wrist ties as Delaney really uses his leverage to his advantage. Got those long arms, you can tie your wrist up and still be out of your shot range. Now he puts hands on McGinley and pushes him out of bounds in a dominating fashion. We get a fresh start. 2-0. Shot by Delaney and a go behind. Both wrestlers appeared to shoot at the same time, and it looked like Delaney just had boss position. They were just a smidgen quicker. So Delaney's got a 2-2 tie here. So it looks like he's going to might be content with riding McGinley out with a minute left in the second period. 2-2. Delaney in the top position runs a cross face. Looks like he's trying to lock up a cross face cradle. McGinley tries a side roll, and it looked like. Now Delaney's got a cross wrist ride, and he's putting good pressure on. Yeah, he's got a cross wrist, and he's kind of snubbing him down with a rear crotch. Doesn't have him completely broke down. McGinley doing a good job of keeping his base, but he's not establishing any motion. Now he hits a short sit roll, and Delaney went flying over the top, and McGinley near the out of bounds, hits a little side roll. A third grade PE roll, gets a 2-point reversal for a 4-2 lead. With 9 seconds and counting down as we get a whistle out of bounds. And it's a 4-2. Gavin McGinley lead over Jordan Delaney. Big reversal there. It looked like Delaney was trying to drive over the top with that cross wrist. And Gavin McGinley just went with it and got his reversal near the out of bounds. So that's the way the second period ends, 4-2, as we start in the third period. It was Gavin McGinley's choice. He's going to take down with a comfortable 2-point lead. I guess no lead's comfortable here. And it looks like Delaney's going to optional start him, yes. He kicks him out for a 3-point Gavin McGinley lead. He's going to go the takedown game with Gavin McGinley. McGinley doesn't look like he's in a hurry to pick up the pace here. Hits a shoot through on the out of bounds, and we go out of bounds. So Gavin McGinley trying to employ some match strategy here. As Delaney comes back and resets it, he's got a 3-point deficit to make up. McGinley stand down. He didn't have to bend his knees too much because Delaney is so much taller. Now he bluffs a couple shots and follows it up with a shot come out. He's in on a low single. Head in between the legs. Looks like he's trying to elevate it. He's just content with burning some time here, it looks to me. Now Jordan Delaney picks an ankle trying to elevate and spin behind, but he can't break the grip on the leg by Gavin McGinley. Now he hooks the ankle and gets a 2-point takedown. Makes it a 5-4. Now McGinley gets an escape. It's 6-4. It's a 2-point deficit now with 53 seconds as we go out of bounds. Gavin McGinley wants injury time. Gavin McGinley looked like he was going to go back to the center. Then all of a sudden he realizes he's got a little knee problem. We've got a 6-4 match, McGinley and Delaney. Two outstanding wrestlers at 145 here in the quarters. McGinley nursing an injury. Trying to find out what he's got to do to win this match, I imagine. As Delaney got the go-behind takedown, he hooked the ankle. And he immediately released him. So he's going to go the takedown route with McGinley. He's got plenty of time with about a minute left in the bout. Now McGinley's up. He's expired. He's got about 40 seconds of the injury time remaining. 53 seconds in the bout. Delaney pressing in. McGinley just kind of hanging in front of him. Throw by Delaney, no avail. Out of bounds we go as McGinley tries to shoot from the out of bounds. The referee, Mark Miller, whistles him out of bounds. We start back up with 40 seconds left. Delaney with a collar tie. Cross snaps McGinley to a front. Hits a single leg to the left leg of McGinley. Now he corners it. McGinley looking for a spladle action. We've got about 25 seconds in the bout. Now Delaney sets him back and gets a two-point takedown. Ties the match at six with 15 seconds left. Now Delaney's got to go into the riding mode. Try to take this thing in overtime as we're not going to have enough time to give him his escape and a takedown here. So I look for Gavin McGinley to explode on the whistle. He doesn't, though. Hits a short sit, gets to his feet. Delaney takes him back down to the mat. Has him on his side. They're out of bounds, and McGinley's on his back out of bounds. He knew where he was. And we're going to go 1 minute overtime as the time runs out. And it looks like all of that man is gone to Jordan Delaney. We got overtime here. Sudden victory. Delaney hit the single leg. The pace has really slowed down. It looks like Delaney's looking for a swing single. And McGinley looks like he's looking for a high cross. Just by the way, he's got a stance set. He's got a heavy left leg lead. He's a left-handed high crotch man. Front headlocks Delaney out of bounds. Knocks him to his butt. Knee taps him. And Mark Miller does not give the takedown as Delaney bounces right back up to his knees. Momentarily, he was on a hip. So we've got 29 in the overtime. Sudden victory. McGinley taking his time. Delaney pressing the issue. Tries a high crotch. McGinley tries to cut the corner on him. Delaney knocks him to a hip. We've got about 15 seconds left. And Gavin McGinley on a backside half Nelson trying to demonstrate control. But I don't think he's going to get it. Now, Delaney trying to pull his head out. And time expires. Very close to a takedown for Delaney. But we'll go tiebreaker now. 2:30-second tiebreaker. Here's the flip. Flip goes to Gavin McGinley. He defers. So Delaney will take the down position. He gets himself set. We're going 2:30-second overtime periods here. Keep in mind that wrestlers must continue to wrestle. As it appears, it's just like a mini-match. 2:30-second periods. Whistle starts. Delaney doesn't do anything but brace. Chop, arm tilt. Looks like an arm chop tilt here by Gavin McGinley. And Delaney has not demonstrated any type of movement underneath. I just can't understand it. He hasn't attempted one thing. Now a tight wrist by Gavin McGinley goes into a spiral claw. Runs it out with 2 seconds left. And Jordan Delaney did absolutely nothing but brace on the whistle in the first tiebreaker. Now it's McGinley's turn to go down. And we'll see what kind of effort we get out of him. Referee starts him. Delaney hits in on a cross wrist. McGinley doing the same thing Delaney did. Bracing. These guys look like a short sit now by trying to get hand control as Delaney is over both arms. Now he gets back underneath the armpits on Gavin McGinley's short sit. 10 seconds remain in the in the tiebreaker. Now a grabby attempt by Gavin McGinley. It looks like that's all McGinley was trying to do under there, was set up his grabby rollout. And nothing happens as the time comes to an end. So we're going to go sudden. So now we go. Delaney goes to the third ultimate tiebreaker. Delaney takes down in the ultimate tiebreaker. Again, He does nothing. All McGinley has to do is ride him out. Now he's going to crab ride McGinley. Grabbing in cross wrist. Got a leg in with 19 seconds and counting. He's got both legs in now. Delaney underneath. In the ultimate tiebreaker here. It looks like Gavin McGinley may ride him out. 4 seconds left. And that's the match. So your winner in the ultimate tiebreaker is a rideout. Gavin McGinley, Cathedral, advances to the semifinals. McGinley runs his record to 32-4. So now we, what a match. I was really surprised in the effort put out in the double, in the tiebreakers by both wrestlers. Anyway, we're going into the 152 match where we have Sullivan, Calvin Sullivan, 41-1, a senior from Cathedral, ranked fourth in the state. He's going against Sean McMurray, the number one ranked wrestler. So we have number one and number four going at it. McGinley, 46, McMurray, 46-0. Sullivan, 41-1. Between the two wrestlers, we're 87-1. McMurray with a shot out of bounds. Kind of a token shot. We go out of bounds, get a fresh start. Sullivan, one loss on the year. Stalking in on McMurray. McMurray takes him into a front headlock. Now Sullivan's got a duck. He's got a body lock and a duck. Goes off to it. He lifts McMurray off the mat. Takes him down. A 2-point takedown for Calvin Sullivan over defending state champion Sean McMurray. It looked like McMurray got a little lazy on his front headlock, and Sullivan pressed the issue and ducked it. Now he lifts McMurray as they start from the down position. Riding with a spiral, Sean McMurray keeping to his feet, gets his escape. So 2-1, Calvin Sullivan from Cathedral over Sean McMurray in the first period. 1 minute remaining in the first period. McMurray tried to hit a high crotch. Looked like about half speed. He may try to increase the speed on it. A lot of these wrestlers are doing that now where they're changing the speed of their shot later in the match to offset any counter that you may try to throw by judging their speed. Now Sullivan has a tight collar tie on McGinley. McGinley looked, he's jamming an underhook now. McGinley looked like he's trying to disengage. Pulling to a front, now he hit the high crotch. But Sullivan bangs him down into that front headlock position. He's got it pretty tight. And I'm surprised the official is not getting down there to check the tightness of the front headlock. McGinley, McMurray trying a knee slide underneath and sucker drag out. As Calvin Sullivan keeps his front headlock and we get a stalemate. 12 seconds in the first period, 2-1. Calvin Sullivan over Sean McMurray of Portage on mat for a quarterfinal match at 152. McMurray hits a single leg, tries to dump it down, gets a 2-point takedown at the buzzer. So Sean McMurray gets a vital takedown, 3-2 lead over Calvin Sullivan. Nice little single leg, dumps him down. Got credit for the takedown. 3-2. Now Sullivan takes down in the second period. So you can't let up near the end of the period or the edge of the mat here. That's the bottom line in state finals competition. Murray hits in on a lace ride. As Calvin Sullivan stands up, we go out of bounds, we get a fresh start. Referee Steve Anslinger, the official from Evansville. His mad judge is Bobby Helm of Elwood, I believe, yes. So Calvin Sullivan goes down in the second period, trailing 3-2. False start on Sullivan as he jumped the whistle. We'll get a fresh start here. That's a caution on Sullivan. It's a nice outside leg stand-up. But McMurray ankle traps him. Throws a leg in now. And he's riding in a cross by looking for a power half on the top side. So Sean McMurray riding with double legs, double boots in now. Power half by Sean McMurray. 1:20. Time is winding down, and it looks like the official may end up calling this a stalemate. Now, Sullivan tries to switch the legs. Shelby Mace has got Schultz from Adams Central tighter than a tick here. On mat three, and looks like he's going to get the fall. He did. Shelby Mace. Center Grove advances. Sullivan hits a stand-up. Switch. McMurray follows. As 1 minute remains in the second period of the McMurray-Sullivan match on mat four. Sean McMurray in control riding Sullivan. Sullivan came out with a takedown right off the grip go. As he dumped McMurray to his, almost to his back, as McMurray tried a front headlock and he ducked it and body locked him, took him almost to his back, but he got credit for the takedown. Sullivan with 18 seconds left, still trying a knee slide out underneath of McMurray. Thank you. McMurray riding tough here in the second period. Has a leg in most of the second period. He's been in pretty full control. So we're starting on our feet here in the third period. Sean McMurray with a 4-2 lead over Calvin Sullivan at Cathedral. Sullivan with a counter shot and out of bounds. We go out of bounds. Sean McMurray sporting a left shoulder brace. A blue left shoulder brace. I don't know if he was injured in practice or probably as a result of the wear and tear of the season. There's not too many wrestlers here that are really unscathed. There's a lot of injuries, and as a wrestler, you just learn to fight through it. I was talking to Derek Snyder, the Mitchell Walker coach, prior to this session, and we were talking about the injuries sustained by several wrestlers and the ability to fight through it because everybody else has got dings here and there. Not too many guys go unscathed at this level. So Sean McMurray, front headlocking Calvin Sullivan to get a stalemate near the out-of-bounds. We'll have a fresh start with 57 seconds left in the bout, and McMurray maintaining a 4-2 lead. Real solid on his feet, keeps his elbows in, moves his body into his opponent. Now Sullivan with a single leg to McMurray's left leg. McMurray squares him up. For your Mitchell Walker fans, at 171 on mat 2, Joey Smith of Mitchell Walker trails Grimes from Lawrence North 3-0 in the third period with 1:10 left. We're back here with McMurray and Sullivan from Cathedral. They're in an over-under position. Sullivan just kind of hanging out with 12 seconds remaining. Goes out of backside of bounds. 4-2 lead. Touch and go to Sullivan, down blocked by McMurray, front headlock him. And now McMurray going into the, with 5 seconds left, going into a defensive mode. Sullivan tried to hit from out, sucker drags out. McMurray constantly front headlocking. And that's the way it's going to end up. Sean McMurray advances 4-2 over Calvin Sullivan. 47-0 for Sean McMurray. Advances to the semifinals. Now up on man number 4 in the green singlet from Pendleton Heights, Matt Todd, 44-0, a senior, will be taking on Kurt Monix, 33-3, he's a senior from Lowell. So Monix and Todd. Monix, 33-3, Todd, 44-0. And Joey Smith gets eliminated by Grimes on this. Monix comes out and takes Todd down with a throw-by and a 2-0 lead. So Kurt Monix has a 2-0 lead over Todd Mason. Matt Todd of Pendleton Heights puts a stand-up. Monix lifts him with an ankle. Jumps him down. Monix follows. Now here comes Todd. He squares up. He gets his 1 point escape and a 2-1 deficit for Matt Todd. Hits a throw by a roll under off a 2-on-1. Now he's got Monix on his back. He hit a 2-on-1 roll under and put Monix right to his back. Very dangerous hold. Now he's got a head wrap and he's hitting a 5 count. And he's very close to pinning Kurt Monix. There's about 50 seconds remaining. And Matt Todd gets a fall in 54 seconds over Kurt Monix after being taken down. So Matt Todd from Pendleton Heights looked very impressive. Aside from being taken down, that was kind of a wake-up call for that young man. As he got a 2-on-1, rolled under, took him to his back, and that was it. Very lethal hold on an arm throw by Matt Todd from Pendleton Heights. Runs his record to 45-0. So Matt Todd continues his unbeaten streak, 45-0, advances to the semifinals. Now up on Matt 4, a match a lot of pollsters been looking for. Braden Ann Wood, Delphi, 48-0 versus Michael Duckworth of Union County, 45-1. Atwood and Duckworth. Duckworth faking in and out. Atwood fronts him out, nearly out of bounds. Reshot releases the front headlock and shoots his own single. He's in deep. He elevates Duckworth. But Duckworth, with good balance, squirrels the hips, stops the ankles, and we may have a stalemate here with 127 and counting. Now he's improving his position. Duckworth's improving his position. Atwood knocks him through his hip, tries to step over. And Duckworth, nearly out of bounds, very close to getting a takedown here. As he has an ankle hook, and Mark Miller, the official, is looking for control. But Atwood still has the shoulder pressure in on the leg. Even though Duckworth is almost behind him. Miller's doing a good job of holding his call here. Now Atwood comes out around behind, gets a 2-point takedown. As he gets a spin behind in a scramble situation, and now Michael Duckworth is injured. Looks like he's holding his head. So Atwood gets a 2-point takedown by virtue of scrambling after almost getting taken down himself. Miller came very close to awarding the 2-point takedown for Duckworth, but he held his call, and rightly so. So we got injury time being expired by Michael Duckworth of Union County. And Brandon Atwood has a 2-0 lead. In other matches, Billy Baker has just taken down his opponent on match three for Belmont. And Shrewsbury from Crown Point has a 2-1 lead over Johnson Jones of Warren Central at 189 on mat 2. Duckworth's time is running down to about 30 seconds. So he'll have, if he elects to take another injury time, he'll have about 25 seconds. They cut the injury time at 23 seconds. So Michael Duckworth of Union County, the number one ranked wrestler in the state, goes into down position. Atwood, number two wrestler, is going to get cautioned here for a false start, improper starting position. And Mark Miller, the official, starts him over. Now Atwood hits into a spiral thigh and a chicken wing. Jams himself, goes to the far wrist. Now Duckworth stands up and almost gets a reversal. But Atwood follows him. 13 seconds remain. Atwood, vital here, try to ride this out. Now he throws a leg in on Duckworth. And he stretches him out. Gets a power half on the left side. He's not going to get a turn here because time will not allow it as time runs out. And a 2-0 lead for Braden Atwood of Delphi. Flip goes up. Duckworth wins the flip. He'll defer. Atwood takes down. So Michael Duckworth finds himself behind 2-0 as Atwood takes a down position. Thank you. Atwood hits stand up. Duckworth cuts him loose. Now it's 3-0. Braden Atwood puts a 2-on-1. Oh, a shot was down blocked by Atwood, and he reshoots on the leg of Duckworth. They're nearly out of bounds, but no points have been awarded. It's still 3-0. Now Atwood trying to claim the leg. He's got it up into a high single position, trying to pull Duckworth back on the mat. I can't believe he didn't try to take him back further. Now a 2-point takedown has been awarded to Braden Atwood, and as Duckworth tried to dive out of bounds, which is the way you don't want to go. Anytime you bail out, referee's going to see that favorable for the offensive man. He would have been better off trying to fight the high single situation. So Braden Atwood has a 5-0 lead in the second period. Now Atwood gets a leg in, stays under the armpits. Now Michael Duckworth looking for a defensive fall. High bridges in, traps the head of Atwood, but Atwood gets it released. Pretty good strategy here employed by Braden Atwood. Get a lead, throw the legs in. Now Atwood looks like he wants injury time. He does. Braden Atwood puts injury time. I don't know if it's a nosebleed. Yes, it is. It is blood. Because they just set the clock at 5 minutes. So Braden Atwood is sending the blood. He's got a 5-0 lead, and he's in the top position over number one ranked Michael Duckworth from Union County. Atwood at 48-0. And Duckworth at 45-1. Here in this quarterfinal matchup. Luck of the draw. 1 and 2 meet by virtue of luck of the draw here in the quarters. For your Crown Point fans, Shrewsbury from Crown Point is a 3-1 lead with about 11 seconds left in the second period. Meanwhile, Baker of Belmont at 2:15 is a 10-5 lead over his opponent. As we resume action here, Braden Atwood comes back on mat 4. And he'll be in the top position over Michael Duckworth of Union County, 5-0. 56 seconds left in the second period. Beckwith hits an inside leg stand up, then tries a high leg over on Atwood. But Atwood in a crab ride. We got a cross wrist. Now he, now Duckworth looks like he's trying to get a go behind from a scramble position. And he got the reversal. He hooks an ankle to demonstrate the control. And Michael Duckworth gets a 2-point reversal. Now Atwood dips the legs out, tries to elevate and turn in. He's being controlled by Duckworth with about 15 seconds left. Duckworth in a crab ride position. Atwood underneath. Now he's got a loose chicken wing in on Atwood. His time runs out of second period. So third period sees Michael Duckworth. He deferred his choice. He takes down. He's going to take the down position, trailing by three over Braden Atwood from Delphi. Now keep in mind, Michael Duckworth has taken his injury time. So a second injury time here would a little blood being rubbed off of Michael Duckworth by the mat, by Steve Anspring under the mat official. Now here's a caution. A second caution by Braden Atwood has been issued by Mark Miller. So he's got to be careful here on his start, because the next one will cost him a point. Duckworth tries to stand up. Atwood throws a leg in, goes rear crotch, tries to stay behind Duckworth. So Braden Atwood, riding Michael Duckworth, has a 3-point lead. It looks like Atwood's got a cross-face cradle. And it looks like he may fall over the top of this thing. As Duckworth, and he rolls him through on it, and he loses the cradle, and Duckworth gets a reversal. And I think he might have got a count. I can't see because he does. He gets a 2-point near fall. So Michael Duckworth, by virtue of a bad cradle, a dive over cradle by Atwood. Now Atwood trying to scramble. Duckworth got a 6-5 lead. And I believe he's getting a cut. I cannot see. He's got a cradle in on Atwood. Yes, he does. I can't see because the punches for Duckworth. Now he's got a 3-point near fall and has opened up a 9-5 lead by virtue of a bad cradle. Oh, and a 1-point escape now for Atwood, 9-6. What a technical error. Trying to go for a cradle, a dive over, essentially a dive over cradle by Atwood. And slipped off it. And as a result, he tries a lateral drop Duckworth. And falls to his hip. And Duckworth had just taken him down for a 2-point takedown and 11-6 lead. So we went into this period with Duckworth trailing by three, winning by five. That's an 8-point swing in a matter of 2 minutes. So 11-6. Michael Duckworth advances to the semifinal match by virtue of 11-6 decision over Braden Atwood of Delphi in this to advance to the semifinal. So a disappointing loss for Braden Atwood after jumping out to a 5-0 lead over number one ranked Michael Duckworth. Okay, here we go. Match four. Drew Graber, Northridge, in green, versus Randy Kaufman of Rensselaer in the black singlet. They're on mat four, Graber and Kaufman. Graber, a state runner-up last year, 171. He's currently 41-0. Kaufman, 36-6 from Rensselaer. He's also a senior.
Number two, and Christian Lent from Mitchell Walker.
Brave ran on a shot. Brave ran on a single on Conklin, drives across, and gets a two-point takedown. So Drew Greer opens up with a takedown on Conklin. Conklin squares the hips, though. And he's in on a leg. Graber cuts the corner on him, still in control. Looking to hook an ankle here as he's locked in the crotch. And Drew Graber, with 45 seconds left in the first period, in control. But Conklin doing a nice job of fighting the leg out. And Graber with a crotch lock here, trying to neutralize things. Now he is more of a conventional break guy. He's got the ankle hook, and he's doing a nice job of riding. Coughing off stand up. Graber drops to a single leg heel trip. Knocks him down to a hip. Now, Coffin's riding inside switches. The time runs out in the first period, and Drew Graber and Northridge with a 2-0 lead. He defers, so it will be Randy Coffin that won the flip and defers, so Drew Graber takes the down position. We'll start the second period. So referee Steve Anslinger sets Graber in the down position. And a caution has been issued to Graber. I'm sorry, to Coffin, for an improper starting position. Graber attempted to stand up. Gets knocked down with a tight waist by Hoffman. Hoffman now riding the spiral.
Heel check. Good drill recovery. Triple blows. The drill keeps him on the mat this time. The drill for a new leg drill by that. Drives the same driving flat. Now the drill got kind of high on it.
Randy Coffman doing a nice job of spiral riding Drew Graber. And Graber hasn't done it. And now he's getting to his feet, getting hand control. Turns, but Coffman drops it on a leg attack. Now there's separation there. It's Graber. He's down on a fireman's carry. Gets a 2-point reversal. He did not get the 1-point escape. Coffman lost control momentarily. So Drew Graber with a 4-0 lead over Randy Coffman in the second period with 50 seconds left. Doing a nice job of spiral ride. Tie wasting down. Now he's got him broken down to a belly. Trying to dig at an arm bar. And he's real crotching. Yeah, he does have an arm barred up. And he's trying to snub him down. As Coffman trying to develop a base under there. Now Graber drops, jumps to the other side, the left side, and tried the same routine on the spiral. And he's got an ankle up. He's not actually spiraling. He's kind of hanging out with 15 seconds in the second period. Now he drops into a single leg as Coffman tries the wizard. Graber dumps him to a hip and goes into a lace ride. Third period, Randy Coffman takes down for Rensselaer. He trails by 4 over Drew Graber.
Make up that 1 point.
Short set by Coffman. Graber follows with a tight waist. Armbar ride by Drew Graber. Got an ankle hook. Tries to snub it down, rotates out to the side.
Gives Hill 2 years back. So I've had you sitting by Fitzgerald there. Now he's down to
three.
He's going to need a one game of takeout at this point.
So Drew Graber jumping from right to left on his breakdown. Basically right with a good tight waist, and then he'll occasionally jump over the other side with the arm bar and snub him down with a rear crotch. Now as Kaufman stands, Graber again drops in on a single leg. And just hugs it tight. Referee calls a stalemate. We'll have a fresh start with 1-on-1 left in the match. Okay, so 1-on-1 left. We get a fresh start. Caution on Graber. Head was not in the center of the back on the start, and I believe that's the second caution on Graber. Inside switch by Randy Kaufman. High shoulders by and stepped over by Drew Graber. Real basic wrestling here. Not a whole lot of stand-up and cutaways. Graber doing a nice job of breaking down, rotating from a spiral to a head lever. Now he runs behind and locks his hands. Nice arm chop take that breakdown by Drew Graber. He's got Kaufman down on his belly with an air wrist. Looking at an ankle, just doing a layman's job of riding. Four-zero, Drew Graber. Kind of manhandling Randy Kaufman here. We got about 5 seconds left. It looks like Graber's going to run his record to 42-0 with a 4-0 decision. Drew Graber in the semifinal. So Drew Graber of Northridge runs his record to 42-0 and advances into the semifinals. And we'll get you caught up with who he'll be wrestling in the semis. All right, we move to the 215-pound weight class. For you Mishawaka fans, Christian Lentz has opened up a 3-0 lead over his Kokomo counterpart. 33 seconds left in the third period. So if that stands up, he'll advance to the semis. Now up on man number four, heavyweight. At heavyweight, we have Chalfont from Winchester, defending state runner-up. He'll be wrestling Richie from Brownsburg. This Chalfont is one tough wrestler. Kind of a light heavyweight. I'd say he runs about 235 at that. It's hard to tell. The uniform's kind of deceptive. Looks like he's got a pretty good-sized leg. Good upper body, well-defined. Richie from Brownsburg. He's a senior. 36-4. There's a 2-on-1. 2-on-1 by Chalfont. Now we go to an over-under. Chalfont trying to step around lateral. Now he's got him in a tight body lock. Fair hunts him down to his back. Rolls through. No back points. Now referee Mark Miller gives the 2-point takedown to Adam Chalfont. So Chalfont with a tight body lock. Now he's running a hammer lock. Front headlock. Jumps out in front and underhooks. Now he's got a deep head chancery. Lifts him and dumps him. So Adam Chalfont, a man on a mission here, and he really is controlling this match. And we're only 1 minute into it. He's got a spiral half. Very dominating wrestler. Tight waist, going to a head lever. And Richie's not doing a whole lot to get a base. As Channel 5 looks for an arm bar, goes into a wrist tie. Channel 5 with an arm bar. Now he's going to take it to a hammer lock. Looks like that might be and try what we call a light socket. Stretch it off across the back. Trying to keep it legal. Now he's got a trap with his chest and a backside half. So he's got a hammer and a half on the backside. Now he's getting the turn. He's got his shoulder cranked up. Now he rotates off to the side and didn't get a score on it. Didn't get a count. So that's where the period's going to end. 2-0, Adam Chalfine, Winchester over Nate Richie of Brownsburg. Chalfine defers. Richie takes down in the second period. So Richie against Chalfine on that four. Chalfine hits into kind of a spiral breakdown. Got his near hip broken down with a spiral on the thigh. Basically holding him down with one arm. Now he's got a head lever. Takes it to a hammer lock. Chalfine running into a hammer lock. Got to keep it legal here. Now he's got him straddled. Posting the elbow of the hammerlock arm. He's got Nate Richie broken down to his belly for most of the first period. Now he runs out in front, tries to unhook the shoulder, and it looks like he's trying to pitch him to his back. Now Channel 5 with a back hook on the top arm. Got a back hook. Looking for back points. Trying to cross face into his back, but Richie will have nothing doing. He bellies back out. And Adam Chalfont struggling a little bit here to turn Nate Richie. Now he's got a power half. Tight waist. And Cleveland gets that fall here on that number three. So Cleveland from low advances. Chalfont in the meantime, he's got about 15 seconds in the second period in a 2-0 lead. He's content with riding Nate Richie from Brownsburg out, as Richie has spent the whole period down on the mat, pretty much on his belly. Now Chalfont gets a hammer lock again as time runs out. Third period, and Chalfont will probably take the down position. Your last quarterfinal matches are on the mat. Boy, James Bradley has some balance. He's on mat two here. He's down by one. All right, we're going to start here. Richie takes an optional start and then crashes down on Chalfont. And Chalfont is going to get called for unnecessary roughness on a illegal cross face. He stood up, and that could be a big point here. I don't know why he didn't release it. He stood up, and Richie dropped to a leg, and he did the same thing here. He optional starts him on a restart. Richie body locks Chalfont. Tries to lift directly behind him rather than sidestepping. And now Chalfont cuts the hands and cuts. Turns in. We're in an over-under situation. Now Chalfont's got double underhooks. Gets his goal behind. So now he's got a 5-1 lead. He essentially went into an over-under when he cut through. Got his one-point escape. Went into a body lock. Ducked down on the body lock and got his goal behind. And 2-point takedown. for a 5-1 lead. So Adam Chalfant of Winchester has a 4-point lead over Nate Ritchie of Brownsburg. Chalfant has been in control the whole match, regardless of the position they're in. Basically rode Ritchie out the entire second period without turning him. And pretty much had his way on the stand-up in the third period. Now he's got a back hook on the arm of Ritchie. But his kid's tough. So Adam Chalfant with 33 seconds left. Ritchie tries to hit a little switch action underneath. And he's high-shouldered by Chalfant. Get Fitzgerald, get through, coach. All right, Nate Ritchie earns his escape. Now he's got a 5-2 deficit he's got to make up. He jumps into an over-under with Chalfant as time runs out. Too little, too late. 5-2, your winner. Adam Chalfant continues his unbeaten ways as he goes to 37-0. So Adam Chalfant will probably take on, I believe, Craig Fitzgerald. In the semis. So that concludes the wrestling on mat 4. Mat 3 is already shut down. On mat 1, we have the Delphi heavyweight still going with the Jeffersonville heavyweight. And on mat 2, we have James Travis trailing 3-2. As Adam Chalfant comes down here to watch this quarterfinal match, as he has the winner of it. Graber won 5-1, I believe. I'll get you a score here. Well, recapping some of the matches, we had some real Donnybrooks down on mat 4. The highlight match was probably Duckworth and Braden Atwood. Atwood jumped off to a 5-0 lead. And boy, oh boy, Duckworth was down by 3 going into the third period. And Atwood tried to cradle him and slipped off the cradle. Duckworth got a 2-point reversal and a 2-point near fall, and that really broke the whole match wide open as momentum really changed on that flurry of events. Yeah, Graber advances. Graber's at 8-9. He won 4-0. This heavyweight's pretty tough. Is that Bloomington North? Who is that Maroon over there, coach? Yeah, it's Chalfant. Okay, so recapping your semifinals, we are still on. I'll start out at 103. We've got in the top bracket, Kyle Ayersman from Lake Central will be going against Dusty Keith of Franklin County, 42-0 versus 42-5 respectively. In the other semifinal, Cody Phillips of Union County, 7-2 winner, 47-0 versus Zach Stevens, 39-5. At 112 pounds, in the semifinal bout, we have in the top bracket, we have Josh Keith of Ron Colley, 10-2 winner, 43-4. Alex Gregory, 34-5, a sophomore from Penn. He went on a tech fall. In the bottom bracket, Brandon Nelson, Lawrence North, 9-5 winner, 39-2 versus Anthony Hawkins, 40-0, a junior, 6-1 winner. At 119 pounds, we have Casey Kenny of Jay County, 12-10 winner, 45-2 versus Camden Effort, 3-0 winner from Anderson. Other bracket, Alex Johns of Wright, 3-1 winner over will wrestle Brandon Wright at Cathedral. A major decision, 18-8 for Wright. at 125 pounds. We have Jason Sturtzes versus Cash Carolga, 38-2 for Sturtzes. Carolga 45-0. Bottom Legged John Gray 43-4. Cathedral. Mason Berryman 37-3. Highland Anderson. At 130 pounds,
Iowa Hawkeye All-American Alex Sturtzes, and in his own legendary wrestling coach, Brian McCann. Whatever your skill level may be, it's worth it to be the best. This camp is for you. Don't miss the chance to learn from some of our nation's greatest. Log on to AmericanEliteWrestling.com for more information and to register for camp. American Elite Wrestling, bringing the best to you. Wow, we have a lot to do in this place, huh?
Oh, yeah. I've been thinking about this a while. I think what I want to do. I want to put in the
mission.
All over here, take this out and install it in the bed.
Yeah, yeah, which means they'll have
to. You know, we made it. Yeah, of course, we're going to have to get someone in here.
Sure.
And then put in the. Or then in the backyard, take it out.
Well, it's whatever you want, as long as I get my.
Yeah.
At Cuba, we know good dreams sometimes have ice cream. So when you're planning, you have to choose for help. And with our wide range of home equity lines to choose from, we'll always have a smart way to make those dreams come true. To find out more, stop by any Cube Center at 1-800-1234-4015.com. This is a book of the President of the Cassidy, Mason, and Blaster. What'd you say?
Cassidy, Musa, and Brasser. Are they attorneys? Accountants?
Cassidy, Musa, and Brasser. The name seems familiar.
Cassidy, Musa, and Brasser.
Maybe you don't recognize us because we don't advertise with a slick wizard, a complaining caveman, or cheap cartoon. Have you guessed it yet? We're your local insurance agency serving Michigan for nearly 100 years. We take insurance very seriously and feel our responsibility is to our clients. In fact, we take our role as client advocate very seriously, and once you hire us as your insurance agent, we will research markets and annually review your coverage. We're the people next door who are raising families, going to football games, and trying to do the best we can with this current economy, just like you. Whether it's your home, auto, or business, you need to protect. We can offer a number of options to fit your needs and lifestyle. Call 233-9243. Cassidy, you too, Ambassador. Call us today.
And tomorrow.
For Hill Holland and Verizon Wireless, this is PRRR Library, Tri-2 with Samsung, Radio 30, Midwest. Code number YVWG-9196-0000. Next in heaven, February 17th, 2009.
Introducing friends and family from Verizon Wireless. Unlimited calling to any 10 numbers, anywhere in America, anytime. Get it with any nationwide family share plan with 1,400 anytime minutes or more. It's the best value in wireless. Switch to America's largest and most reliable wireless network and save up to 50% on our best Samsung phones. Visit any Verizon Wireless communication store, VerizonWireless.com, or call 1-877-2-BUY-DZW. Activation and termination are up to supply. Coverage details at VerizonWireless.com.
Papletronics Computers is the place to find great computers, great service, and really great people. Stop by their showroom located at 2115 West Northern Avenue in Goshen and see what's new in home and office computing. The friendly service team is there to help with all of your computer repairs. Whether you need a tune-up or a complete format and reinstall, new computers, high-speed DSL, Verizon Air cards, and they've got it all. Papletronics is your hometown source of computers and more. Give them a call at 534-2830 or visit their website at www.mapletronics.com. Are you wrestling in on a thermostat with your family? Are high heating bills coming new under the covers? Escape Prevention Deals is a new energy efficient furnace installed heating and air conditioning. You can't ask for when it comes to comfort. Just take down this number and call. Install heating and air conditioning at 574-264-9485 or visit them on 117 east of Elkhart. That's Falls. Heat and air conditioning is 574-264-9485. Hurry into Verizon Wireless by Valentine's Day. You get free activation on every line and switch. New two-year agreement per line. That's right. This is your opportunity to get America's most reliable wireless network with free activation. Plus, save big on the latest phone. Switch at any Verizon Wireless communication store, Verizon Wireless in Central City, VerizonWireless.com, or call 1-877-2-5-UZW. Free termination and other fees apply. Free activation on Google Play. Coverage details at VerizonWireless.com. Wrestling to the next level. American Elite Wrestling Camps will be available in high school in Goshen, Indiana, June 22nd to 25th. Learn from Iowa Hawkeye All-American Alex Simpson and Indiana's own legendary wrestling coach, Fran McCann. Whatever your skill level may be, if yours is to be the best, this camp is for you. Don't miss the chance to learn from some of our nation's greatest. Log on to AmericanEliteWrestling.com for more information and to register for camp. American Elite Wrestling, bringing the best to you. Wow, we have a lot to do in this place, huh?
Oh, yeah. I've been thinking about this a while. Here's what I want to do. I want to put in a new
system.
All over here, take this out and install one of those.
Yeah, which means they'll pass. You know, we may even need it.
Yeah. Of course, we're going to have to get someone to need it.
Sure.
I want to put in a... Oh, then in the backyard, you should have it.
It's whatever you want, as long as I get it.
Yeah.
Okay. 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 What'd you say?
Cassidy, Musa, and Brasser. Are they attorneys? Accountants?
Cassidy, Musa, and Brasser. The name seems familiar.
Cassidy, Musa, and Brasser.
Maybe you don't recognize us because we don't advertise with a flick wizard, a complaining cheese man, or cheap cartoon. Have you guessed it yet? We're your local insurance agency serving Michigan for nearly 100 years. We take insurance very seriously and feel our responsibility is to our clients. In fact, we take our role as client advocate very seriously, and once you hire us as your insurance agent, we will research markets and annually review your coverage. We're the people next door who are raising families, going to football games, and trying to do the best we can with this current economy, just like you. Whether it's your home, auto, or business you need to protect, we can offer a number of options to fit your needs and lifestyle. Call 233-9433. Cassidy, Mr. Brasser, here today.
And tomorrow.
For Hill Holland and Verizon Wireless, this is PIRR Laundry, Tribe 2 with Samsung, Radio 30, Midwest. Code number YZWG-9196-0000. Next in heaven, February 17th, 2009.
Introducing Friends and Family from Verizon Wireless. Unlimited calling to any phone numbers, anywhere in America, anytime. Get it with any nationwide family share plan with 1,400 anytime minutes or more. It's the best value in wireless. Switch to America's largest and most reliable wireless network and save up to 50% on our best Samsung phones. Visit any Verizon Wireless communication store, VerizonWireless.com, or call 1-877-25-DZW. Activation, early termination, and other fees apply. Coverage details at VerizonWireless.com.
Papertronics Computers is the place to find great computers, great service, and really great people. Stop by their showroom located at 2116 West Morgan Avenue in Goshen and see what's new in home and office computing. Their friendly service team is there to help with all of your computer repairs, whether you need a tune-up or a complete format and reinstall. New computers, high-speed DSL, Verizon Air cards, they've got it all. Papertronics is your hometown store for computers and more. Give them a call at 534-2830 or visit their website at www.mapletronics.com. Are you wrestling under the thermostat of your family? Are high heating bills coming due under the covers? Escape from interviews is an energy efficient furnace from Star Heating and Air Conditioning. And you can't match them when it comes to call. Even the national machine at 574-264-9485 or visit them on County Road 17 east of Elkhart. That's call. Even the national machine at 574-264-9485.
Try into Verizon Wireless by Valentine's Day and get free activation on every line you switch with new senior agreement per line. That's right. This is your opportunity to get America's most reliable wireless network with free activation. Plus, save big on the latest phones. Switch to any Verizon Wireless communication store, Verizon Wireless in Central City, VerizonWireless.com, or call 1-877-25-BZW. Free information and other features apply. Free activation at the full credit. Other details at VerizonWireless.com.
Take your wrestling to the next level. American Elite Wrestling Camps will be at Fairfield High School in Gotham, New Year, June 22nd to 25th. Learn from Iowa Hawkeye All-American Alex Christos and Indiana's own legendary wrestling coach, Fran McCann. Whatever your skill level may be, if yours is to be the best, this camp is for you. Don't miss the chance to learn from some of our nation's greatest. Log on to AmericanEliteWrestling.com for more information and to register for camp. American Elite Wrestling, bringing the best to you. Wow, we have a lot to do in this place, huh?
Oh, yeah. I've been thinking about this a while. Here's what I want to do. I want to put in a new
All
over here. Take this out and install one of those.
Yeah, which means they'll pass.
You know, we may even need a Yeah. Plus, we're going to have to get someone in here.
Sure.
And put in a Or then in the backyard, this is out.
It's whatever you want, as long as I
get Yeah.
I see that we know good dreams sometimes have the highest things, so we were planning what to choose for him. With our wide range of home equity loans to choose from, we'll always have a smart way to make those dreams come true. To find out more, stop by Amy Houston,